chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, and our text is going to be verses 9 to 14. Let's read those again. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank Thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Verse 9 says, he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves. The Lord wrote this unto certain who believed that they were doers of good. They trusted in themselves that they were righteous. They believed that they were doers of good, doers of right, and that their doing good and living right would earn them a place in heaven. That's who he was talking to. It says, he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. I hope the Lord will bless us. I hope the Lord will send His Spirit. Without Him, without Christ and His love, I can do nothing. I can't preach. We can't hear. And we need Him. They despised others. They didn't love others. If a person is honest, every one of us is familiar with self-righteousness, pride. And it's sad because the only thing that that produces is despising others. I do it right. And you do wrong. And I can do it better when I can't. I can't. He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Verse 10 says, two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee and the other a publican. Now, I want to read something to you. Every now and then I'll look up words in the back of my Bible. There's a dictionary in the back of the Bible. And in the back it says, Pharisees, a religious party among the Jews. The name denotes separatist. They prided themselves on their strict observance of the law, and on the care which with they avoided contact with the Gentiles. Their belief included the doctrine of immortality and resurrection of the body, and the existence of angels and spirits. They upheld the authority of oral tradition as of equal value with the written law. The tendency of their teaching was to reduce religion to the observance of a multiplicity of ceremonial rules, and to encourage self-sufficiency and spiritual pride. Those were the Pharisees. I believe that covers every religion I know. Some are separatists. Some this, some that. They all encourage self-sufficiency and spiritual pride. Now, the publicans, it says, they were men who bought or farmed the taxes under the Roman government. They were called publicani. The name is also used to describe those who actually collected the money. Both classes were detested by the Jews. Detested. Any Jew who undertook the work was excommunicated. The tax gatherers in Galilee would be many of them in the service of Herod and not of Rome. Neither one of these men were any good. The publican was not a good man. One of them was nothing but a proud, arrogant, self-righteous hypocrite. And the other one was a traitor. He was considered an outcast traitor. A heathen, a stranger. Well, verse 11 says, the Pharisee stood. The Pharisee walked right up into the temple and stood. Oh, the arrogance. The arrogance. You're going to stand before God? The world has no idea that even though men and women stand and walk and eat and drink and work and live, they're actually spiritually dead. They're dead men. Spiritually dead in sin. Man thinks he has a right to stand before God. He does not know he's dead. Verse 11 says, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself. God, I thank Thee that I am not as other men are. They're extortioners. I'm not. They're unjust, and I'm not. They're adulterers, and I'm not. Or even as this publican right here. He thinks he is something when he's nothing. Man thinks he's something when he's nothing. What he's saying is, I'm a good man. I'm a good man. I thank You that I'm a good man. And I'm not a sinner like this publican. I'm not a sinner. I'm so thankful I'm not a sinner. Here's what the Pharisee doesn't realize. The Lord did not come to call the righteous. He didn't come to save the righteous. He came to save sinners. Turn over to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 10 says, it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with Him and His disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto His disciples, why eateth your Master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, He said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician. They that be whole need not a physician. But they that are sick. Go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He said, go and learn what this means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Cain and Abel both brought a sacrifice. Both of them did. But the point of that sacrifice was to show God's mercy. It wasn't for them to bring their sacrifice. Cain brought his works. He said, I'll have mercy and not I'm not going to accept your sacrifice. Hold your place right here in Matthew 9 and look back at our text. I love this. He said, I'm not as other men are, even this publican. Verse 12, he said, I fast twice in the week. And I'm so proud of myself for that. Now go back to Matthew 9. Look at verse 14. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but thy disciples fast not? So proud of themselves for fasting. He said, None of the Lord's disciples fast. And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bridechamber mourn as long as the bridegroom's with them? There's no need to fast. Back in our text, verse 12 says, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. What he's saying is, I keep the law. I'm a good person and I keep the law. Look down at verse 18. It says, A certain ruler asked our Lord, saying, Good Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And the man said, All these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And his sentence is not over. There's a colon right there. That all leads up to this. And come follow me. This is the thing you're missing. This is the thing you're lacking. You've done all these things, but you're not following me. You're not following me. What must I do to be saved? I must follow Him. I must follow Him. I must love Him. I must bow down and kiss the Son, lest He be angry. Turn over to Matthew chapter 7. We began the Bible study with Mark 16, where the Lord said these are going to be the signs that they'll see. These will be the things that you'll do and they'll believe. And let me read them for you again. It said, He said, Go and preach the gospel to all the world. He said, In my name they'll cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. They'll lay hands on the sick. They'll do all these things. Matthew 7, verse 21 says, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not gone to all the world and preached the gospel? We prophesied in your name. In thy name we cast out the devils that you told us to cast out. In thy name we did many wonderful works, all those things that you said to do. We did exactly what you told us to do. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That's sin. Why? Because they knew exactly what they had done. They were counting those works. They were stacking up those works. Keeping track, keeping record. Now turn to Matthew 25. Matthew chapter 25, look at verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on His left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hunger? I don't remember that. And fed thee. Or thirsty and gave thee drink. When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? When saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto me? When did we do that? They don't remember that. But they did it. They were not stacking up these works to build a righteousness of their own. That's the difference. God looks on the heart. That's the point. God looks on the heart. Well, back in Luke 18, this Pharisee who said, I have done all these things. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. This Pharisee prayed to God and he said the word I 5 times. Now, he said, I thank thee. But he did it with the wrong heart. He said, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And that's 5 times too many. 5 times too many. Well, verse 13, the publican was standing afar off. He did not walk straight up into the temple and stand before God. He was standing afar off. He dared not enter into the presence of God. He knew what he was. Verse 13 says, he would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. There is no room for pride here. There is no room for pride here. It's nothing but shame. It's nothing but shame. The longer we go, the more that our Lord teaches us, the more shamed we feel. Pride I abase. Verse 13 says, but he smote upon his breast. That's all he could do. He stood afar off. He couldn't look up to heaven, but he smote upon his breast. Turn over to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23, this is our Lord hanging on the cross. Verse 46 says, when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly, this was a righteous man. I thought I was a righteous man. But when he saw our Lord, all those standing around, watching our Lord for a few hours, and his body changed, and his visage was marred more than any man, and they watched our Lord solemnly, royally, willingly give up his ghost. I have never seen a person take their last breath. I've never witnessed it. My father saw my mother take her last breath. That's a solemn moment. That's a solemn moment when the spirit leaves the body and it goes back unto God who gave it. Into his hands to do with as he pleases. They're watching our Lord, and our Lord gives up his ghost. And when they saw Jesus Christ and him crucified, verse 48 says, all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, just started smiting their breast. That's what a sinner will do if he ever sees the righteous man. If he ever quits looking here and he sees that is a righteous man. Just, woe is me. Woe is me. Isaiah said, when I saw the Lord high and lifted up, oh, and I saw the seraphims and they were crying, holy, 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 and the host shook at his voice, and I saw, that is a righteous man. I just said, woe is me. Woe is me. His righteousness exposes our sin. Well, back in our text, Luke 18, it says in verse 13, the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The Pharisee's prayer was two verses long. He was known for his much speaking. And his words were useless words. This publican's prayer is only seven words long. He said, God. The Pharisee started his prayer by saying, God. But it was a different heart, different attitude. This publican says, oh my God, my Creator, my Maker, my Owner, my Controller, the One that I've sinned against, be merciful. David said, pardon mine iniquities, they are great. They're great. Psalm 51. That's the attitude of this publican. I acknowledge my transgressions. My sin is ever before me. Blot out my transgressions. God, be merciful to me. I love the song, Even Me. Whilst thou art calling, oh, call me. You know, we pray that the Lord would bless His Word and bless His people. Lord, bless me. I'm here to worship too. Bless me. If you don't show mercy to me, I have no hope. He said, I'm a sinner. That's it. This man is not known for his much speaking and vain jangling. The prayer he prayed, though, was an effectual, fervent prayer. The Lord said, it'll avail much. Honest from the heart. Verse 14, he said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Why did this prayer avail much? It's because he prayed exactly like the Lord told us to pray. Turn over to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, verse 5, the Lord said, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues. That is an amazing statement. Don't be as the hypocrites are who love to stand up in church and pray. Isn't that something? I asked Brother John to pray for us before the Bible study. And this time I just asked him, would he pray? Last time I said, would you mind praying or would you like to pray? And his answer was, no, I would not like to pray, but I will. They love to stand up and pray in the synagogues. And in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That publican said, God. God our Father. God which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, the holy God. Holy, holy, holy. Thy kingdom come. It's your kingdom. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That is God. I acknowledge you are God. The Lord told us to pray in verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The publican prayed, be merciful to me. Give us this day our daily bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word. Lord, would you open this word to us? Open this word to us. And forgive us. Be merciful to us. Speak to us and forgive us. Be merciful to me. Verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The publican said, I'm a sinner. Lord, let me not fall into the temptation I'm so prone to. I'm a sinner. Deliver me from the evil of my own doing. I'm a sinner. Deliver me from myself. Deliver me from the evil one. I'm a sinner. Lead captivity captive. I'm just a sinner. It's your kingdom. It's your power. It's your glory. Forever. And I'm just a sinner. Amen. Well, back in our text, Luke chapter 18, verse 13, the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased. That is exactly what the Pharisee did. He exalted himself. And he was not justified. Not justified. Let us be wise. Let us be wise. Let us have ears to hear. Lord, teach us to humble ourselves. Teach us to humble ourselves. Actively humble ourselves. Because he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. So happily, so gladly, so willingly. Nevertheless, I live. He that humbleth himself shall be exalted. I love the song, not have I gotten, but what I received. Grace hath bestowed it, and I have believed. Boasting excluded and pride I base, I'm only a sinner. But I'm saved by grace. May the Lord bless that. All right, Brother John.
Mm-hmm.